With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
The love that me and you shared expired. So there will be no renewing our contracts, no. No, and I ain't got nothing since I've been high, so I can't take you back. Oh, I done gave you love and got no commission. So give me one.
I'm And hello, 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 hello out there. It is another glorious Wednesday, and you know what time it is, honey, so get all of your crumpets together, because, darlings, it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats. I am fabulously excited right now, honey, because y'all just don't understand. Well, yes, you do, because you know me. Y'all have come to know me now. We're almost 4 years of a family, and, honey, my guest today, and I've got to be quick because, yeah, I know I usually do this whole big old long do-wah-diddy, but for time, I'm going to be kind of cute. But my guest today, my darlings, she and I worked together a couple years back, honey, when we were recording, for those of you who have Soakin Cabaret, the video, with my guest and Faith Evans and Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone and carrying on all the other children. We were there in North Carolina. I think we were in Wilmington or wherever we were, down in North Carolina. And when I met her, child, she is just such a sweet spirit, honey. And I was like, this girl here is just, she done became a little baby sister just immediately. And so, you know, I'm back there, and I'm helping them get into character and, you know, giving them a little pointers here and there, moving sets and all of that I was doing. And so since that time, we've been working on wanting to make this happen. And because of her schedule and all of her demanding times, honey, we have finally been able to put this together today. And without any further ado, honey, we're going to be excited to say a couple of things today because we have a new project that is about to drop. I've decided to call today's show I'm Doing Me because there are side effects of you. Okay? Now, it is a joyous occasion as we will be enjoying and spending time dishing tea with our favorite American Idol, Miss Fantasia. She's going to be explaining to us the ins and outs of being, you know, the whole American Idol experience, her love for her family, working in the music business with her family, her stint when playing Miss Celia in The Color Purple, and singing with and for her idols, Miss Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, you know, my mama, Patti LaBelle. And then, of course, we're going to go into the new CD project, Side Effects of You. This is a real hot pot of tea, honey, a real hot pot. So without any further ado, please welcome the one and only. This is Fantasia. Hello there, baby sister. What's up, girl?
Hi, baby. How are you?
Honey, I am everything, and everything is me. Okay.
I love it. I love it. Okay. I was listening to 2 Week Notice, and you had me all caught up. You brought back some memories right there, man.
Well, you know what? Now, I'm glad. I see, Spirit just works like that for me, because the whole idea of playing that particular song was to cascade into the new project, The Side Effects of You. So I was making that correlation. And for you to say that, just say, okay, see, this is why I love Spirit, because, see, Spirit just does that. I love it.
Spirit does okay. It brought back memories. I said, oh, man. And the crazy part about it was I just left Missy Elliott about 3 days ago, and, you know, I worked on that record with Missy Elliott. So it just brought back memories, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, since we're there and you're in this particular space, yeah. Let's go here very delicately, because I don't want a Barbara Walters you or whatever. Okay. But at the same time.
Oh, you're a mess. No, but okay. You know, you can ask me, because the thing about me is I like to, you know, I feel that my life and my things that I go through, my ups and my downs, those are my testimonies. And, like, I put that in my music so many times. You have artists that make it out to be like it's just so perfect and it's just beautiful every day, but it's not beautiful every day. There's rainy days, there's sad days, there's happy days. So I like to be that artist to share what I'm going through to relate to somebody else, because you never know who's listening, what they're going through. You know what I mean? So for me, I like to be honest. I want you to ask me so that I can give it to you the correct way, other than the newspapers giving it their way. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, girl. Okay, so you've got to make me backflip, because I got so tired. Okay, I got so tired of, you know, the negative stuff that's been in the press. And I kept saying to myself, I said, I got to get to my baby. Because I wanted to just embrace you first off. I wanted to give you one old barrel hug and a big old sugar and just say, girl, you know, I got your back. Now, I may not be able to do everything, but I just wanted you to know that I got your back. And then understanding, you know, that you come into this business very young. Now, the question that I have here is this. Let me start here. Because I'm not sure if you had caught the interview I did with your brother, Rico, because Rico was on the show. And yes, honey, yes. See, I'll tell you, I'm loving y'all. And see, I got a personal thing for Rico because he's big and thick, and I know he's heterosexual, but he's just delicious. Okay, he is delicious. However, I digress.
You however, are a trip, and I love it.
However, you know, I asked about the family, you know, because it was revealed, you had said in an interview a while ago that, you know, Casey and JoJo are cousins. Your fathers, your fathers are brothers. And I was like, well, how come nobody has gotten into the family? The family ain't got together. All of y'all are singing, honey, and all y'all come from the church. We need this big old gospel album. We need this. We need that. But my question to you is, after all of what they've gone through and their ups and downs and their challenges, what is it that you were able to glean from them to help you in your walk down this road of celebrity?
Well, you know, like, honestly, they've been in the game for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to watch them growing up. First of all, they started in gospel. Mm-hmm. And they had a gospel album titled Lil Cedric and the Haiti Singers. And my father traveled with them, and I would always watch KC because I would always say, and I'm sure a lot of people know that still he has a calling, a special calling on his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's anointed and appointed. And what I realized is, those who are anointed and appointed, those are the ones that the enemy comes after even 10 times stronger because he wants to give. He realizes, okay, when they open up that mouth, demons tremble. When they open up that mouth, people feel some type of way, and I don't want people to feel that way, so I'm going to throw everything that I can their way just to stop that gift. He wants the gift. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I said that about how he was with Whitney Houston. She was such an anointed woman when she opened up her mouth, good God Almighty, and she didn't have to do it with nothing but the you. And niggas were like, oh, my God, I feel something. But that's because she was anointed. You see what I'm saying? And I feel like KC and his brother both were, you know, they're anointed. And I think when you come into this, what I realize now after being in the game for 10 years and watching so much and seeing so much, I realize that this game is so fast. It's a fast lane. And if you're not being careful and watching it or having someone with you at all times watching it, you know, in other words, somebody that's 10 steps ahead of you, then you won't catch it. You won't catch it.
Wow.
It becomes a party life. It becomes the walkthroughs, the parties. When you do the walkthroughs, you have all the liquor and everything you want waiting for you. And that just becomes your life. And with us growing up in church, being raised in church, going to church on Sundays, I even found myself where I was like, wait a minute, I'm on the road every day. I'm not even taking the time out to go to church or pick up the word or pay my tithes. And that's something that I'm big on. And whenever you get to that place where you're not doing the things that you know brought you where you are, then that just allows the enemy and so many people who say they love you, all of these managers and these accountants, to come in and run havoc in your life. So for me now, I know that I got to keep good people around me. I know that I have to be ahead 10 steps before people come. I have to be able to sit down and read my own contracts. I have to be able to sit down and count my own money. So that's what I've learned from watching my older cousins in this game is you just have to have good people around you. And I feel like they always had people around who just wanted to ride and just wanted to drink and just wanted to go but never felt like, let me pray for him or let me uplift him or let me just take him to church. Or no, you know, sometimes you don't have those people around you.
Right. Wow. See, you know, this, I just, every time I ask this question to many artists, I get, it's a similar answer about making sure that you have good people. And I had Vivian Chu on. And as an A&R person and as someone who's been managing, I asked her, I said, sister, why is it that these people are there? You know, the yes men and the druggers and the drinkers and the this and that. I said, if these artists are here to make your money because they work for you and the label, why is it that it seems, and I say it seems, I'm not saying that they do, but it seems as though the labels, or at least some of the powers that be, keep these little leeches there to suck everybody dry. And right. I was told, she says, well, you know, I can't say that this is what they do. She said, but those kind of people are there because it's all about the money. It all boils mm-hmm. down to how much money they can get from you, period.
Right.
And yeah. I said, okay, but why is it that if they're there, if the artist is there to make the record label money, but yet you got this fool taking all the money, how is it that I'm going to be at my best to still make you money?
Right.
You know, and
right.
I never get an answer for that. I have yet to get an answer to that question.
And guess what, baby? You probably won't, because there's so many people. What the world is trying, and I'm, Lord, I don't want to start preaching, but I have to keep it honest. Y'all know me. Like, I got to keep it real. This world has turned into everybody's just out for self. It's a crab mentality.
Okay.
I can't see you coming up because I'm trying to get up. So in order for me to get up, I got to pull you down. You know, the record labels, and I'm not trying to be funny, and I'll tell them this to their face if I'm in the building. I wanted to get back to the point where they care for the artist. When you had
right.
Aretha Franklin and you had Patti LaBelle and, you know, all the artists back then, you actually had street teams and people who got out and worked records and people who appreciated and loved and cherished the artists. I'm sure they went through things as well. But right now it just seems like everybody has become a celebrity. The record
mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
have become celebrities. You got to work your own records. You got to get out there and book your own tours. Nobody has that passion and that drive for music anymore. And that's
mm-hmm,
what I
mm-hmm.
realized. So because I realized that, now I don't even give them my feelings. See, I think that's where I messed up coming into the game. 19
mm-hmm.
from High Point, North Carolina. And we were in, for Soul Kittens, we were in my hometown for that. That was High Point, North Carolina.
Oh, that was High Point,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, everybody's so nice and we're Southern, and I just felt like that everybody who said they loved me, you know,
digger,
they would
digger.
Give me a hug and say, you got a special gift and I got your back, and so I just believed it. And when I realized that they didn't, and when I realized that half of the things that I got into that was out in the press, that because I never had a publicist for 10 years, those were things that they did. I'm still left right now
really?
With relationships, yes. And if you talk to Brian, he'll be honest. There's things we do now that Brian will come to me and say, well, did you ever get into it with such and such? And I tell Brian, why would you ask me that? You know, I don't get into it with nobody because that's not my style. I'm not a rapper. I'm a singer. I don't fight. If you push me to fight, I give you a fight, but I'm not a fight. I don't go around messing with people. But it was because of the past relationships and people doing certain things that now, still to this day, after 10 years, I'm still cleaning up. So
really?
I realized I can't work with my emotions in this game. I can't
mm-hmm,
put my
mm-hmm.
heart on the table because nobody cares anymore. It's all about the dollar. It's all about the power and the position.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I realized. Yeah.
So you know what, I'm going to tell you something. I know you claim Aretha as your entertainment mama, but you know Miss Patty is your big auntie. Okay?
Yes.
You, girl, I've been saying this forever. You and your style and everything about you, honey, you are a combination of Patty and Shaka, and you got an Aretha twist. Because
okay.
everything, and how you just explained that, you sound like Patty. Because,
oh God.
You know, you sound just like Mama Patty, honey, because in the years I've listened to her, you know, she's had to put all that emotion in the song. And then, you know, of course, everybody says she sang too loud. She opened up her mouth too wide. She too big. She too this. And so she couldn't wear her sleeve like that, emotions on her sleeve, but she had to put all that into the songs. And see,
right,
if I put
right.
it in the songs, you know, and let my work speak for itself, then you cannot deny me, damn it, because, see, hell, it is what it is, you know?
Right,
girl.
And, you know, I had the opportunity to sit and talk with her. Like, she, and that's the thing, people always say, well, who do you get advice from in this game? Like, I don't have a whole lot of friends in the industry. And Brian always said, you got to get out and you got to meet and hang a little bit. But, you know, me, I'd rather get with the seasoned ones, the ones that's been there, done that. And she sat me down and talked to me and gave me a lot of information that I needed to know. And I took it and I ran with it. And that's why I was telling you, like, I no longer work with my emotions. I no longer give them that part of me, because if I do, I'm going to be beat down and I won't be around for a long time. And I plan on being around for a very long time.
Well, girl, your talent speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. So you have the chops to have longevity in this business. The thing is just like you said, making sure that the business don't beat you down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a woman, because this is a two-part question, because I love asking this to all my female artists, because being out there on that road, especially because this business is known for sex, drugs, rock and roll, this, that, and the other, how is it as a Christian woman, you are able to maintain your integrity and your dignity while out there on that road? You know, how not to succumb to a lot of this ugliness that's out there and all of that. And then how is it that you are becoming a smarter businesswoman? Because this is show business. How are you becoming a smarter businesswoman in this game?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, especially with battling being a Christian woman and loving the Lord so much. You know, it's hard. It is. And I'm not going to say I'm perfect out here on the road, because in my past, you know, when I first got into this game, I told you it was, you know, that life. It was that lifestyle. It was the walkthroughs, the shows, the parties. And when you get there, when you show up, everything is for free. And a lot of artists feel like, because I've experienced it, they feel like I need to be a little tipsy in order to get through this night, in order to talk to all these people. And, you know, like they do. And that's what happens, is they fall into that trance and feel like I can't be my best if I don't have something to enhance it. And so I've been there, done that, and I always speak about it. I'm never going to hide from anything. Some may say, ooh, and I'm going to say, oh, well, it is what it is. But now for me, like, I think God, like, God kind of turns things around for me. He kind of strips me from everything. He strips me from everything, okay? And in that moment, I was just like, oh, my God, why me? What was happening? I know I didn't win the Idol to end up right here. You know, I know you didn't allow the doors to open, and now I'm here in this situation. I have no manager. I have nobody backing me. I'm not having any shows. No money's coming in. And I think that it was God showing me, now I realize, like, you can't do this without me, boo-boo. You can't do this without me. Because I feel like God allowed me to win the Idol for a reason. Because even when I was on the Idol, most people said, you know, she's not an idol. She has a child. She didn't finish school. Look at how she talks. She's out here with no shoes on. You know, a lot of people was trying to block that whole thing. I feel like God turned it all around for me. So He just stripped me from a lot of things. And at that place, I had to go back down on my knees and realize that, okay, God, I can't do this without you. And so it's really, really hard. I go now, you know, I did a fast, and Brian and everybody was shocked, because when we go places, now I'm at the level where I like red wine. I had my stages where I had my Patron and my beers, and those were my younger stages when I wanted to wild out, and I wanted to be different.
Just a digging, honey. You just got a little sophistication in you. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I just always knew that I had, like, a special calling on my life, and I wanted to rebel and be different. I didn't want the calling. I didn't want to be different. I wanted to be, like, do it like everybody else. So I've had those stages. I started early. I spoke about it in my book and in my Lifetime movie. you know, partying, going to parties, and then after having my child, you know, and a female child, I knew that I had to walk right to show her some things. So, you know, I had my stages where every stage I begin to grow. So now at this point, I fasted. I did a fast before my album, you know, is coming out. I'm fasting. So I'm not drinking anything. I'm listening to certain kind of music, listening to music on a record player, Billie Holiday, Josephine Baker, Elvis Presley.
Did you
girl?
Okay. She said, yeah. Record player, bitch. Okay. Ah, get it. Okay.
Yes, I'm doing things just different because this time around for me, baby, I don't need any mess. I need to be able to see drama before it comes. And I feel like God had to do that. He had to allow that in order for me to be able to do what I do, be amongst it, and still be strong and say, I ain't knocking what you do, whatever floats your boat, but I'm going to do it this way this time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, and then as a businesswoman, again, like I told you, I had to learn because everybody walks off and left me. And I thank God for Brian. That's my baby. If anybody mess with him, I promise you that's when I'm going to have a fight. Because he stepped into my life when nobody would. He dealt with things that I don't think anybody would have dealt with. And he grew strong with me. And he believed in me. And he seen the vision. And so I love him because he came in and he said, we're going to clean this mess up. He realized that everything that was being said could not have been true because I never showed it to him. And I still have yet to show him that side, that the rumors that were out and things that were said. So, you know, I just keep good people. He's a very smart man. I keep smart people around me, and I pick up that computer anytime I can. I'm going back to school to take business classes and culinary. And so I'm just expanding my brain. Yeah, so can't nobody come in and take what I work so hard for. No, never again will they do that. That will never happen.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let me give you that to your credit because, you know, Brian was there when we were doing Soul Kittens, and when I met him, I got protection off of him. Okay, now one thing, I'm a Pisces and I'm very spiritual and carrying on.
Yeah.
And when things hit me, you know, and it hits me well, you know, I'm able to sit down and to discern into this, that, and the other. And I do get protection from him. And over these last little few years of us trying to book you on this particular program, honey, yes, you know, he's been very stern about making sure. I mean, even before today, he was like, okay, I'm counting on you now. I don't want no mess. You know, just be cute and positive and this, that, and the other. I said, baby, you ain't got to worry about that for me. I keep telling you, I'm not like those other girls, honey. I'm not them, you know. But the proof is in the pudding, you know. And I am very appreciative of that because coming in to play cleanup, it's always difficult because you don't know where to start. It's just like, I'm like that. I'm not the world's greatest housekeeper. So when I come home and my house is a wreck, it's like, okay, where the hell do I start? Because if I move something, I'm going to put it down over here, which means I got most stuff over here to clean up. You know what I mean? When you really want to just take a bulldozer, just say, never mind, fuck it, and just move everything out the way and start over. You know? Okay.
I love you. You can trip.
Okay,
but that's
the feeling. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very happy for you that he was there to pull those reins in, especially when you had that very low moment, you know, that went public, and you know what I'm talking about.
You know, the very
low moment. And you were able to recover from that, and you were able to put yourself together, especially for your daughter. And now that you have the second baby, you know, now that you are a mom, you know, and you're able to say, okay, now this is just more than me. You've always known that, but I think now you probably got a better handle on it because now you got two babies, okay?
Yeah.
And that means there's more responsibility. And I can't, you know, all the foolishness that's out there, no, my kids does not need to be exposed to this. So now your mentality has changed. You know, you're getting older. Just like I said earlier, the sophistication is kicking in, honey. You know, damn all that. Yeah, that's cute. It's cute, okay? And every now and again, honey, I can still have. But it doesn't have to become my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm digging
that
about you. I'm so digging that.
Thanks,
so now let's go here because as I said, you know, you've sang with and for your idols, you know, Aretha, you did the tribute and stuff with Shaka, you did the tribute to, you know, the thing with Aretha and things, and then y'all cut the single, put you up on game, you know, Patty, you, Patty, and Yolanda with I Wish, which is a sickening cut, okay? I love that.
Yes.
What was that for you to sit down and say, oh, my God, I am actually in the company of these women?
Everything. Everything.
Say it.
I mean, if I said to myself, if I don't ever do nothing else, to be able to just be in the presence of these women,
mm-hmm.
you know, excuse me, I say, people always say, well, you never should say that, but I mean it when I say that. There's some bad bitches. They are, point blank, period. I don't mean
point
it in a bad
period.
Way. I mean it in a good way. They are bad bitches all the way across the board. Like, so for me to be in their presence, be able to sing with them, even like I told you, to be able to just sit and Miss Patty speak to me, and everything about Miss Patty is just everything, like
mm-hmm,
her hand
mm-hmm.
gestures and the way she speaks and her presence. It's just like, oh my God, if I was a man, I would marry you today. I told her that. I was like, if I was a man, Patty, I would marry you today. And she started laughing, but I meant that thing, because they're just
okay.
another breed of women that I wish we can get back to. Like, I talk to my little cousins and the little nieces, and I'm like, girl, that stuff y'all got on right now, that ain't the tea. You need to, you got to cover it up to leave a little something for the imagination. That's what
exactly.
I learned from all of these women that I've been around. So if I never do anything
mm-hmm.
else, the fact that I was able to do the honor for Aretha, Shaka, and Patty, I'm
right.
good to go. I'm good to
okay,
go.
Okay, ha. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, as a fan. Okay, because I'm going to take you all the way back here.
Okay.
As a fan, see, I would play it, but it's distorted and it doesn't sound right. But I have a single with you and your mom and your brothers when y'all were singing in church. y'all cut a gospel album a long time ago. I got that single.
Oh,
sugar.
God, you
yes,
have
I did.
That?
And I would have played it, but it loaded up distorted. I didn't, oh, and I wanted to sock it to you. But just to have you open your mouth and let the melody come out is enough for me. See, you one of those girls that I don't care what it is. If it says Fantasia, I'm buying it. I don't even have to listen to it, because I already know. Okay, the song could be "The Cat Jumped Over and Pissed on the Clown." Okay, I'm gonna buy it. Okay, now it may not be the single. And see, there I'm a B-side girl anyway. See, the hits are cute. That's why they the hits. But that's why I play 2 week notice, because see that should have been the hit. And you know,
yeah.
I'm the one that digs into the albums. Oh, I say albums, they CDs now. I dig into the CDs. I read the liner notes. I find out who the background bitches are. I find out
yeah.
who's on the percussions. You know, I'm one of those children. And
yeah.
when for you, Miss Ma'am, when we did Soul Kittens, I wished we had a soundtrack, because I want that song.
You want that song?
I wanted that song. I wanted that. That's how come I stayed on you, girl, when y'all was rehearsing the dance. That's why I stayed back there, because you would say, I said, I need the song. And they not going to do a damn soundtrack. I need the song. But that's all right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
yeah.
one of those people. So with that, let me take it here to the color purple. Because mm-hmm. here is what I noticed. And they had to tell this to Mahalia. They did this with Patty. Because of all that passion, when y'all get into that zone, you there. And then they had to take and shape and round the tones, you know, teach you how to work that passion so it's a little bit more flowing. What was that experience for you working with Quincy and everything? Because I'm here, Miss Thing, that's my ringtone. Do you understand me? That is my
oh,
ringtone.
Wow.
Okay, when folks call,
yeah.
that's the everyday ringtone, because, and the version that I have, that's my favorite version, is the one when you first did it on Oprah. The one when you did it on Ida was cute too, but the Oprah one, that version, that rendition there, this thing, no ma'am, I'm done. You understand? I am done with you. Okay.
You know, that song is really special to me. During the Color Purple, or let's just say before during the Color Purple, I had never seen a Broadway show before. Because, you know, and growing up in High Point, North Carolina, we don't get many shows to come through, or we don't have them in the city to go and be able to sit down and watch them. So I remember all the time when I would be in New York and I would pass by that building, I would always say, I want to go see that show because I love the movie. So I wanted to see it on Broadway. And, you know, honestly, I thought the show, they was going to have that, God is trying to tell you something. You know, everybody loves that song in the movie.
Right.
So I was like, I want to see this play. But anyway, they invited me to see the play, and I was blown away. Blown away. I thought to myself, how in the hell do they do this? Like, it just looks hard. You know, I was blown away. And so they invited me out to eat. And after, well, when we got there, they said, you know, did you enjoy the show? And I was just ranting and raving about the show and the parts and the misters. And when CeeLee did this, and they was like, well, good, because we want you to be our CeeLee. And so I remember looking at them like they were crazy, like, honey, you got the wrong one. Have you checked my background? That's not for me. I can't do it. And so I remember coming home and talking to my grandmother and my mother about, because anything that I do that I feel like I'm not sure if I can do it, I always call my mom and my grandmother. And my mom told me to pray about it, and my grandmother told me to go for it. And so I did. And, you know, that wasn't easy, because when you walk up into that Broadway building, they don't care who you are,
how many
pair of Chanel shades or shoes you got. You're going to come in there and learn it the way they have it in the book. So it was a humbling experience for me. You know, I had to humble myself and allow the people that were on the play, thank God for everybody that was on that play, and I still keep in touch with a lot of them. They all taught me, and Miss Swine, and oh my God, thank God for Alice Walker, who wrote the book and who allowed us to do the play. I just was able to go in and humble myself and learn. And when the first day when the curtain went up, I stepped into this young lady's shoes, CeeLee. And when I tell you, it was the scariest thing I had ever experienced in my life. I can't explain it the way I felt it, but I was no longer Fantasia. I was no longer me. It was like I was carrying around CeeLee all day, every day. It was a spirit of depression. It was this heaviness. It was crazy. But that song, I'm Here Every Night, was my joy every night for CeeLee. Because I was no longer Fantasia. Now I'm speaking from CeeLee. I waited and always longed for that part, that moment, because that was the moment where she was able to let go of some things and move forward. And in spite of what they said, in spite of the stones and things they throwed at her, honey, she stood up and said, I don't care. I'm here. I got my sister. I got this bitch right here. I got this little bitty old house. You may think it's nothing, but to me it's something, and I'm still here. So
exactly.
For me, it was something different because, like I said, because I wasn't Fantasia, I was CeeLee every day. For CeeLee, it just made that I always waited for that moment. And then when I would look out in the audience, I would see not only women, and I promise you, men.
Right.
I would see men bawling, babe. And I would be like, okay, I'm here for a reason. I can carry this woman's load for a reason because I'm blessing. She's blessing so many people through her story and this one song that people sit and wait on. I was thankful that I was able to do it. And that song, everywhere I go now in my live shows, men, not women, men say, are you going to sing I'm Here? And I'll be blown away like, really? They're like, yeah, don't tell nobody, but I can see you. I cried on that part. I'm like, why you not want to tell nobody? Men have emotions and feelings and things too. So I was just thankful that they allowed me to record the song with live orchestra in the studios in L.A. with Brenda Russell and you know, put it on my album because it was able to bless people, you know?
Yes. Because I'm going to tell you, see, that song there, Yeah. See, I just went through a whole 45-day hospital stay. I just got home Easter Sunday.
from all of that ordeal.
I had a blockage in my bowel tract that caused my intestines to go gangrene.
Oh God.
So I'm a walking dead man, honey. And it was an emergency surgery. And mm-hmm. I did not know it because, you know, I didn't. I had a gastric weight loss surgery back in August, and I'm told that this is possibly one of the complications from that surgery. Okay. And I needed to have another surgery because I had a big old hernia. But that particular surgery, exactly, caused me to be in the hospital for 45 days. And during that time, I lost my brother, too. So, you know, when I hear that song, it has it always had that meaning to me, but now it has transcended and takes on a brand new life. And that's how come I say when I listen to you sing this song, that it just does something to me, and it carries me there, honey. So. Whatever you sought out to do with that particular song and that particular message and how it hits you, I'm telling you, for me, it is everything.
Well, I want to say to you that I am glad that you're better. I'm glad that you are out of the hospital. I will continue to keep you in my prayers.
Thank you, Sheva.
Good God Almighty, everything that you just said to me, you know, a lot of people would not be able to handle. A lot of people would not. And so mm-hmm. know that you are blessed and know that you are here for a reason. So I just wanted to say that to you. I just had
Bless you, sugar. Now, let me tell y'all, the audience, honey, see, she did something similar to this when we were down at Soul Kittens because we were talking to her and she came up to me. She said, Lord, bless, and touched my forehead.
Oh man.
But we had a good time down there. We really had a real good time.
Yes.
Now, let me go here because I want to go and let's talk a little bit about the reality show, the purpose for it, and the reason why you decided to let it go. Because we got to look at your family and, you know, the ins and out of what that is. Of course, Tiny Dumb became the villain of the family and carrying on. Because I swear, girl, let me tell you something. Because I told you this when we was in Soul Kittens. I said, child, if I have to come there with my belt, and at the time I had a big ass 54-inch wide belt, I will whip his ass, you know. Because I said, this boy is clowning. You know, like a little baby. And she said, child, that's just him. And I said, yeah, he gonna be all right. You know? But that was that there became, you know, in essence, what the public got to see of him. And don't nobody know, you know, they don't know the quiet side of him. They don't know, you know, his loving side. They don't know his singing aspirations, seriously. You know, they seen him playing or whatever. But you being the family member and carrying on, and we got to see all that. What was that experience for you? And then when you said, okay, enough is enough, you know, how did all that come about?
For me, I just wanted to, you know, when you, and I don't know if my brother Rico spoke about this, which he probably did, but when you have a family full of talented people, sometimes it can become a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all grew up singing, okay? It was me, mm-hmm. Rico, Tini, my mother, and my father, you know. And we always knew that when we got older and when we, you know, we got out of school and things, we wanted to hit the road and we wanted to sing. So when God opened the doors for me to win the Idol, at first everything was all good, you know. But then eventually it becomes a struggle because everybody wants to be in that position or in that place. And even now, I always sit Rico down because Rico is a part of the rock soul movement that God has given me. And I always sit him down and let him know, son, everything that look good ain't good just because you want it so bad. Because I've been in the game for 10 years and been through so much, it's not all what it looks like. But it's hard to tell somebody that who hasn't been there and, again, just want it so bad. So for me to do the show, I felt like I'm going to do this show and I'm going to allow my brothers and my family the opportunity to hopefully do the show and branch out and do other things.
Show their gifts
and their talents.
And
it created more of a monster than it did what I wanted to do. You see what I'm saying? Like,
really?
It was just,
yeah,
it was just too much. When you bring cameras into your world and into your life and your home, and even now, I watch shows. I still watch, you know, reality shows. I watch Mary Mary. I watch the Kiara Sheard. I watch the Love and Hip Hops. I watch them. I ain't going to lie. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I always watch, and I always say to myself, man, I know that, you know, what people are seeing, it's not behind the scenes. Those families and those people are probably going through so many things. Whenever you allow people to come into your world, or you allow people to try to create something that's not what it really is. And with VH1, I think our show really got dropped because we were a family that did not pretend well. You get what I'm saying? Like,
you can't give us
a script.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We wasn't a scripted family. Like, we would always be like, look, brother, you might as well spend the night, keep the cameras rolling. If you don't want to spend the night, put it up there on that thing, let it keep going, because we don't do scripted very well. We are real, true, and honest family. So I think that's why it didn't get picked up again, and I'm glad that it didn't get picked up again, because I was beginning to lose them, and my intentions was to bring us back together and allow them to get out there and show the world that they can sing. Teeny's a chameleon. Like, he's crazy, and trust me, when cameras are not around, he is still Teeny. But he has such a mind of a genius. He can do some of everything. The boy's in school right now, and he makes straight A's.
Mm.
And so I said to him, now that the cameras are not here, let's do it as a family just because we are supposed to, not because the cameras are around. Yeah, so I don't want any more cameras around my family and in my life, because I want to protect them and love them genuinely, and not just because a camera's around. You know what I mean?
Dig that. Okay. See, I knew it because there was something about that did not gel well with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, okay, you know, when this whole reality thing, everybody, it's now becoming a gimmick for some folks. Okay, well, in order to get this, to get that, we need to do a reality show and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And sometimes it sounds like it's cute, but I know me. Okay, if I'm going to sit down here and scratch my nuts, I don't need a camera doing that because, see, I make it a little too personal. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it might get good to me, and the camera don't need to be there for that. And
you almost made me choke just now. I love it.
However,
being
in that particular environment, you know, and then too, it all comes down to the editing, because I know they filmed, and then they could edit and splice and do what they want to do to create entertainment.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so now when you got the finished product, all we see is, you know, when Teeny tore up the pool house to do whatever he was going to do, we don't know all of that. All we saw was him, oh, I got a vision. And the next thing we know, this damn thing is tore up and you hollering. Okay,
right.
And I was
he did tear up my pool house, and I'm still mad at him to this day for that. Yeah, he tore it up. He went on his vision and not my vision, because I was the one coming out of the pocket with the money.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a real moment. And like I said, even with the cameras gone, Teeny is still Teeny. He still gets upset about the smallest things. You know, I just had Rico on the road with me for my radio interviews because, again, like I said, Rico is a part of the Rock Soul movement. And he's a writer. And when I tell you, he has a mixtape out right now, babe, and I'm going to tell you where to get it from because I want you to hear it. It is amazing. And so
okay.
I'm taking him on the road and promoting with me.
Dig
and
it.
Teeny got jealous about it. So, you know,
okay.
He's still that way when the cameras are gone. But we love him. He's going to be all right.
Right, he gonna be. I got a couple of things over here in the tea room. This is somebody who called himself Tasia Forever 06. He says, "Hey, Big Meech and Fantasia. Big Meech, could you do me a huge favor? Could you tell Fantasia to follow me on Instagram? I've been trying for a while now to no avail. My name is I_hug_thugs. I'm one of her biggest gay fans from B-More area, and I love her so much. Can't wait for the 23rd. Love you, Fantasia. Hey, Tasia from Road to Stardom Radio." And then he's Tasia Forever 06 says, "I wonder if Fantasia for Real is coming on DVD."
I'm not sure if it's going to come on DVD. Yes, I will follow on my Instagram. That was cute. but I'm not sure if it'll be on DVD. If it hasn't by now, I don't think it will. It probably won't.
Okay, well, dig that.
Yeah.
Dig that. Now, this is a perfect segue because I've got to play this song. This is the first single that you released from the new project. Okay, Side Effect. Girl, I'm going to tell you, I heard snippets. Get it right.
Yeah.
Girl, sister. Ow! I got to hear the rest of this song, girl. I can't wait for this to drop. Because I said, wait a minute. Is she working me for this? No, you're not going to work, girl. You are not going to work me. Okay, do your hair, do your nails, do the dishes. Just don't do me. You understand? But you did it.
I love it. That's one of my babies right there. Get It Right is my baby, you know.
Baby.
And we documented this recording, this album. We showed the ups and downs, the emotional moments, how we came up with these songs from scratch. We documented it because I always used to say I wanted to do an album like Michael Jackson did with Quincy Jones. I would always say that. And this young man that I work with, Harmony Samuels, he's from London. And he plays every instrument. And he's just amazing. So I knew that I was supposed to stay there to do this whole album, the very first day I stepped into the studio. And Get It Right, you know, when I say rock soul, I'm talking about all the music that I grew up on. You know, I'm talking about the Tina Turner. I'm talking about Queen. I'm talking about Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle. I'm taking rock and I'm mixing it with a little bit of soul because, you know, of course, I'm soul will always be soul. But that song, Get It Right, is that song for me. It's that song for me. And, you know, honestly, I always tell people, like, I'm going to stay true to myself. But at this point, after 10 years, when I hit that stage, it is time for me to take it to a whole nother level. It is time for me to let loose. I wouldn't say I'm a dancer, but when I get up there, when the music starts to play, my feet and my legs begin to move.
Just move.
And so we want to take that to another level. You know what I mean? And so Get It Right is that song for me. Yeah.
Okay, Miss Thing, because that worked me immediately. I was like, No, she's not. No, she's not. But wait a minute, I'm not going to tease these children. Wait a minute, hold on. Tasia For Real, Forever 06, he says, that song she did on Fantasia For Real, X You, gave me life. Can we get that? Then he said, I need to hear the rest of Without Me with Kelly Rowland and Missy. He said, that's the shit, honey.
let me let you know, babe, that's the next single. So I hope that you love it. Actually, Missy Elliott, again, I just left for Missy 3 days ago. I love her dearly. That's my babe. She's going to be doing the video. We're going to take it to a whole other level. You know, Missy, she did all of her videos. And, you know, I called and I said, listen, we worked together on this song. I want you to do the video. She's like, well, you know, if you ask me, we going there. She's like, I ain't going to have your head coming off and shit, but I'm going to go there. I'm like, okay,
dig
do
that.
You.
Aha, dig but it, dig it.
That is,
I got to get her
that's the
shot.
Next
that's
single.
Girl.
So,
yes, honey, I'm living.
Yeah, X You is the song that will not be on the album. And let me tell you, everywhere I go, somebody's like, why didn't you put X You on the album? But that is another label move. I told them, I said to them, listen, this song is the one. And once again, now they see. Everybody loves it. See, the fact that I am so close with my family, I don't even swear fans anymore for some reason, but I'm so close to my family. These people walk up to me and tell me their testimonies. We talk. I know from that stage what the people want to hear. And so I tell the record labels, listen, I know what they want to hear. X you, you got to drop it. They did not drop it. So I have the song, and I said for my fans, I will send it to you, Meek, so you can play it on the radio station.
Please
just
do.
For all of my fam. I will send it to you.
Please do. Oh, girl.
Okay.
And see, that's something I don't have. See, I did not tell you, girl. Listen. Didn't I say because your name on it, I need it? Do you understand? See, there's few people that I do that for. Well, there's a lot of them that I like because, you know, I'm an old school. I like all the old. I'm 43, honey, so, yeah. I like all the old girls. Okay? So, girl, yes. Okay, wait a minute because I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me go here because we keep talking about the second single and the third single. Let's do the first one because this here is a live recording that you just did on Tom Joyner. Lose to Win. This is a perfect segue because after everything we just said about the reality show, sometimes you got to lose to win, honey. Girl, do it.
Lose to win.
All right, hit it.
Yes. It's my testimony. And I hope that everybody is listening, that this blesses you in whatever you're going through. Yeah.
Ever felt so ugly, pretending that he loves me? Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired of you just taking right. Knowing I forgive you. You ain't here for dinner, like I'm a beginner. I loved you for your inner. And the next guy is out there somewhere. Hey. But you won't dare, cause you're too scared. Have you ever needed someone so bad? Yeah. But he ain't willing to make it last. Sometimes you got to lose, yeah, to win again. If it makes you cry, all you do is cry.
And you can't get no sleep at night.
Can't get no sleep at night.
Sometimes you got to,
just to win again.
Yeah. Amen.
Ever felt so sorry? All you did was worry. You didn't want nobody. Thought it would get better, but it's falling more. Oh, it's falling more than ever.
My Lord.
I just hope that we would, cause you're always up to no good. Maybe it'll take someone else. Cry.
All you do is fight.
Sing,
girl. Yeah.
Sing, mate. Sing, mate. That's your my
yes.
Life.
Oh, y'all heard that?
Today.
Oh, my God. My mic was hot. Oh, damn it. Oh.
Oh, man. That song is, that song is special to me. It is special to me. And even when I listen to it, just listening to it just now, I get caught up. And I listen back and I was like, uh-oh, got caught up right there. Uh-oh. But I can't help it. And I always used to sit back and be like, I want to change that. But I just can't help those moments where I begin to just speak and bless. Because let me just say this without saying too much.
Come on now.
How many people right now are doing things, let's just say this, doing things that are not good just to get to a certain position in a certain place to have power and money? And I made a promise to myself and the men upstairs that I would never do that. And I said, everywhere I go, whether it be radio stations, I don't care where, the mall, anywhere, if I feel like God's allowing me to speak into somebody's life through my life or through my music, I'm going to do it. And so I've accepted that now. And Tom Joyner, morning show. Well, here we are, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't even finish the song because I was speaking. And so I don't know who's listening. You just never know who was riding in that car right now. You never know who's listening that is in a bad place, and they're just wanting to hear something that will encourage them and inspire them. So I made a promise to the Lord. I ain't selling my soul for nothing else but him. And I will always, always, everywhere I go, I don't care if it's live television, when my mouth starts trembling, I can't help that. I used to say, gosh, that's so, I can't stand it. Why? Sometimes before it happens, I'd be like, no, Lord, not right now, not right now. But it is who I am, and I'm not going to change that.
Why should you? Why should you? See, this is what it is, because, see, when spirit moves, see, all of that you're going through happens to be a spiritual experience, my darling. That there is the communication between your gift to the Creator. That is what the blessing is. That is where everybody gets connected, because we all are connected in that same spirit, and that's what speaks to folks. That's what get folks to crying. That's what get folks to shaking. That's what get folks to throwing their handkerchiefs. That's what get folks to yell, you better sing, bitch. That's what get folks to doing all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because that is the connection. And it connects everybody at the same time, yet independently different. Because it speaks and it moves, you know, the way how spirit interprets everything to everybody independently. So you can't change that. Like I said, you are so much just this generation's Patty, it's ridiculous. Patty said in her book, she sang so hard she pissed on herself. She hit a high note, and next thing she knows, she was in a puddle on the stage.
Oh,
but she couldn't
Lord.
Do nothing. Okay? She said, child, it was what it was. She told the audience, child, I just peed on myself, but it's okay. You know? And that is what happens, you know, in this business. I'm not, you know, I'm a local. I'm an actor and carrying on, and I'm a female impersonator. Most folks don't know that because I'm on hiatus. But that whole thing there, yes, honey, I understand all that. When I take my hair and throw my hair at the audience, I take my titties out and throw my titties at folks. Yes. Okay? Because it takes you there.
It's a trip.
Okay, it takes you there, because when the music, see, music is God's perfect language. There's a song for any and everything, good, bad, or indifferent. You want a husband, there's a song for it. You want a wife, there's a song for it. You cheating, there's a song for it. You doing drugs, there's a song for it. You want spirituality, there's a song for it. Music is God's perfect language. Why? Because it goes directly to the spirit. The music moves it, and the spirit gets shook up. That's why you got that bounce, girl. That music get all up here. That bass line getting in your back.
And I can't help it.
And you can't help it, girl. Next thing you know, the pumps done got too heavy, and you got to kick them off because they're in the way. See, that's what folks don't get. The shoes get in the way of the bounce. Fuck that. They got to come off. And if this hair gets too hot, I'm slinging her. Okay? Okay.
Oh, my God. I ain't fooling with you. I love it. I ain't fooling with you.
but girl, you know it's real. Now, you know, you out there. You out there and you know it. okay? Yeah. Sometimes when you get the loop in that little bit, let's do that part one more time because it got real good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, one more time with that one. Give me that one more time, honey, because they didn't hear that. Right. They didn't hear it. I got the,
See, you're going to have to come and do a show with me because you got it, boo. We got, then you need to hit the stage together, Nick.
Oh, Miss Thane, good child. Listen. Okay, because I'm crazy. I'm crazy. You know, I am. Because when it gets me, and I, girl, okay, the children, ha, okay.
You can go there. We, me and you, we can go there. Come on now.
We could go there. Okay, we could do it. We could do it. Now, here, let me go here because I'm going to bring in, for those of you who didn't know, and there were very few people who I invited to pay attention to this because this is a fan who, when he found out I was doing this show, he was like, oh, please, can I? And I made a contest out of it. I said, listen, anybody who give me the questions, honey, if you got a real good question, I'm going to let you do one question, and I'm going to bring you in. They said, okay. So he got this one question, but I'm going to bring him in just a second. Because before I do, what is this? Okay, I'm sorry. I went over here to the tea room because I got to keep bouncing back and forth. Y'all know I'm a one-person somebody over here, and when I do my boards, honey, I got to do please tell Fantasia to let the next single be Side Effect. It will go to the top. Please tell Fantasia that the song Side Effects of You needs to be a single. It's a monster. That's from Ron Campbell. Oh, over here in the tea room. And tell her to please go to South Africa because they are always on Facebook begging her to get you there.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Be ready. Yes.
Okay. All right, honey.
And you know, Side Effects of You is a very, very, another one of my songs that is very special to me, touchy situation. Actually, it was what me and you were speaking about earlier, which, you know, it's not a secret. It's been everywhere. It was, you know, on every news station. You know,
girl.
Funny, they like to announce all the crazy stuff and never the good stuff. But anywho, you know, that because of that situation, I just put it on my, anywho, you know, I get it now, I get it. So I just decided to put it on my album and actually tell them what coming from my, the real person giving them the story, not
mm-hmm.
anybody else. And again, Side Effects of You is talking about, you know, a drug. And feeling like in that drug or in that pill bottle or somebody in that alcohol bottle, just feeling like I thought you were the answer. I thought you were the healer. I thought you would make things better. But these are the side effects of you, you know. And
okay.
then and towards the end of the song, I make it where the drug was the man, you know, towards the end of the
uh-huh.
song. But it's basically talking about that situation. And, again, I put my stuff on records, and I put my stuff in interviews because, again, if I'm helping 10 and 3 don't like it, oh, well, I helped the 10. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's another special song, and I hope that after we put out Without Me, and then I'm sorry, I'm rooting for Get It Right to be the hot summer song, Side Effects of You would then be a song.
Your mistake. See, yeah. Okay, this whole thing is working me. See, when I heard the title,
mm-hmm.
I said, "Ooh, she going there." Because I was going.
Yep.
See, I wanted to be cute because I was going to title the show "The Motherfucking Side Effects." Okay, from Samoa, but
mm-hmm.
I had to promote the show and put it out on the internet and carry it on, and I didn't want Brian to think that I was going you know, I was reneging on being cute and nice and things, because I said, if you see this title, it may piss him off and he may pull this. I said, no, let me be cute with the title first, you know,
mm-hmm.
and but the sentiment behind that is just that, you know, understanding that everything that this went through and how all this played in the press and all that I've had to go through to play cleanup, to play this, to play that, you know, that's a side effect. Okay, that was, and the side effects, as you know, are always worse than the damn medicine itself. Shit, I was fine until you tried to kill me, and now
yeah.
you're trying to kill me. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that I can fully relate to this. Okay, the first track, honey, Super Powers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
fully relate to this, you know, and I'm sure everybody can. So this particular project, everybody's waiting on April 23rd. Everybody's waiting on April 23rd for this girl to drop. And listen, you can pre-order it because on Amazon and Carry It on iTunes, they give you the option to pre-order. I've already got mine pre-ordered. Yes, I do. Yeah, I just did it a couple days ago. It's pre-ordered, Detroit, pre-order. So that it could just go ahead on and just send it on. Tell me, honey, when it's released. See, that's just it. Okay? And see, I have to have hard copies. The digital copies are cute because, you know, that's cute for me to put up here as an MP3 on the radio station. But like I said, I got to have a hard copy so I could read the liner notes and the thank yous and all that. Mm-hmm. And then to read the back, who in the background. Now, that leads me to my question. When you are putting this together, and again, going back to a businesswoman, because now this is your brand. You need a band. You need background singers. You need, you know, the musical conductor. How did you do all that, and where did you start? And then how do folks know to audition for the background?
Well, honestly, I just put – that's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that. I just put on my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter that I am looking for background singers. I'm looking for two young ladies that can sing and dance. Almost like that whole, you know, Tina Turner and the Icats. I'm looking for girls that can sing and dance. So you can go, I think it's on the website. I would like for Brian to give you that information because I want them to send in YouTube videos. I would like to see them singing and dancing. And then with the band, you know, I've been with my band for a very, very long time. So that means we have a bond, we have a gel. You know, when I turn around and give them a certain look, they know where I'm trying to go. And so I like that. I like to have a band that I could call family. I like to have a band that when I look at them, they know what it is, where I'm trying to go. So we've been together for about 4 years now. And I pray that we can still begin, you know, still keep traveling. I know a lot of them have been branching off, doing things, you know, on their own, which I love, by the way. Let me say that. I am the type of artist that I don't want you to be with me forever because I know everybody has a purpose. But I am the type of artist that would love for you to get with me. And that way, while we're on the road, you can meet, you can shake hands with people. And I love to see them go off and blossom, you know, as butterflies. So we've been together for 4 years. I hope and pray that they stay with me for a while. If not, I have to have a band that I can feel like they're my family because we spend so much time on the road together. You know, we are with each other every day. So I'm looking for two girls that can sing and dance. And as of now, I still have my same band for 4 years. So, Meech, before you get off, I'm sorry I don't have the correct email, but before you go,
you can email it to me, and I'll get it out here to the folk, okay?
Okay.
Trust me, honey, because between here on the air and then on the Facebook page for the show, we'll get that information out to folks so that they know what's going on and all of that, honey, because, darling, that's important. Because, see, like, now, I'm a singer, I'm a baritone bass, which we don't get a lot of love in this industry, honey. Everybody wants them damn screaming tenors, but that's fine. Okay.
I'll take you, baby. Come on, Meech. Come on, I got you.
That's
come
fine.
On. Come on.
Okay. I'll give you your bass line, baby. Yeah. Okay.
You are a mess. Come on with me. My mama waiting on you, baby. I'm waiting. Get your
okay.
bag. Let's go.
And a lot of folks, you know, they don't, you know, for those who are trying to get into the industry or whatever, you know, unless they got folks on the inside, you know, you got a friend who already sang in background or you got a friend who does studio work or this, that, and the other. That's how this information gets out. So a lot of folks don't know how to do it. I had a friend of mine who used to sing background years and years. She did, like, for Aretha and Diana and all those girls, honey, back with, you know, when Maxine Waters and Orrin Waters and all of those girls, honey, were hot,
okay.
you know, and young, and in their day. She sang with them. And she told me, she said, what I did, I hung out at recording studios, and I would go write my songs there, and I would sing there, and because they heard me, then they needed an extra, we need somebody, right now. You, come in. And that's how she got into it. I said, Miss Stane, that's an idea. Oh, okay. So.
And you know the thing, like, I realized that, like, if it had not been for the idol, you know, I wouldn't have been here. And, you know, record companies I used to hear about them going to different places and scouting out for talent and looking for talent. And it's not happening like that anymore. And so that's why I said, for me, like, I have one young lady that is singing with me, and she actually sent a YouTube video in, and she's from Burlington, North Carolina, which is not far from my town. And when I tell you she's bad, 19 years old, plays the piano, bad young lady, and she sings every note. And so I reached back and I got her because I said, you know what? I want to be a blessing to somebody else, just like Idol was a blessing to everybody. Mike can't get to Idol, you know. So for me to be able to look back and see these young people up there with me and giving them a chance and an opportunity, I actually get a kick out of that. I'm actually like, okay, if I'm not doing anything else, at least I'm bringing somebody along with me to help them and allow them to be able to live their dream. And if they meet somebody out there on the road or if they start working with people, because if we're somewhere and I walk up to some of my friends who are artists and I say, hey, you might want to check out my MD because he's bad. He's a writer. So I feel like when you can be happy for somebody else's blessings, God can continue to bless you. And
that's
that's what's wrong with the world right now. Nobody wants to be happy to see somebody else come up. And I don't want to be that person.
No.
So I want to see them come up. I want to reach back and help. And so I'm looking for two girls. I don't care where they're from. I just want them to be able to sing and dance. That's it.
Okay. And not just shake your pelvis, children.
Mm-mm.
That's cute. Okay. That's cute, but you're looking for singers who can dance, honey, not these damn little video vixen bitches, honey. Understand? Okay.
No, we're not looking for those.
Understand?
You know,
I don't want nobody sitting up there with a big old movie coming up there to put a credit card down the crack of your ass. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over that for you, girl, but I just had that visual. Okay. I just had that visual, girl. Ever since I've seen that video, that boy put that damn credit card down that girl's ass. I was like, are you serious? And she accepted that? Really? Okay. I'm sorry.
God.
That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, you got me over here about to choke, first of all. You are real.
Now, let me ask this, because now you know we've been sitting up here waiting on this. We've been waiting on this ever since you, Kelly Clarkson, and Ruben did that damn Christmas special right after you won. Why are you and Ruben not recording together? Why are you and George Huff not recording? You know George. George loves your damn dirty bathwater, girl. How y'all ain't on the record yet?
Well, you know, I think George is on the road with Hudson. I seen him actually when we did the Essence 1 year, and he's on the road with her. Me and Ruben, we lost contact, you know, when all the record company stuff was going on, and he wasn't on the record label with us anymore.
Wow.
Lost contact. So when I found him, we were on the Thompson. And I ran into him and was like, oh, my God, brother. Because we had the same management at the time. We were both with 19 management. And then, again, like I said, so much stuff was going on. So, they said they fired me. But I walked off because I don't understand how. But I'm not going to get into all of that.
All right.
But I think eventually he left as well. So now that we're back together, we actually talk all the time on the phone. I think they... with David Foster, which is one of the, like, big...
Really? Oh, girl, y'all working with David?
Big. Yes, that's big. And I told him, I said, where you are right now, stay there. Because think about it. When Ruben was on Idol and doing songs that Luther Vandross did, he killed them.
Yes.
We love to hear him sing that type of music. So David Foster can actually give him those kind of records. You know what I mean?
You know what? I got a song. I wrote a song. I told you that in at Soul Kids. I got a song for you, and I wrote a song for Ruben. Child, please. Oh my God!
You
gotta
get it.
Foster,
can get it to him. We can get it to him. I know that. Me and Ruben are so alike. They're nice people.
Yes, I
know. You know, grew up in the church. And
I'm
over, but
Oh, you know. I'm sitting up here screaming about that. I'm like, child, I know this going to happen. Because when you and Jennifer did the little song, let me be honest with that song. Can I just be honest with that song? It's cute. It's cute. Okay? But what they did, see, number one, the children who wrote that song knew that both of y'all are Aretha Franklin nuts. Because that song there is nothing but a young Aretha Franklin song all day. It's a rework of Woman to Woman, and they had y'all battle and scream. And I said, okay, this was a screaming song because they know y'all could do these notes. And I said, yeah, this is cute. But what they need to do, or what you and Jennifer have to do, and y'all been doing this on the road, because see, y'all would get together and live, you know, outside of that song. So y'all will live, and I love that. And I need the two of you girls, honey, to come back together to do a song that's going to be worthy of your vocal ability. Not just because y'all screaming sisters and can belt, because that's a belt song. That's cute. And it took you out of church, and okay, yeah, I got it. I love it. But that song was one of those particular songs that said just that. It sounded, just a black girl song. That's what it is. It's a black girl sounding like y'all are big bitches, honey, in the studio with a bucket of chicken, and you know you can sing. And they said, come on and do your part. And you just finger licking, and then you wouldn't say, okay, let me do this, and scream, and said, okay, good.
I'm glad you said that, because I think most producers and writers, when it comes to us, those are always the records that they want to give. And that's like my main reason for stepping out, branching out. I'm about to go on the road with Andrea Puccelli, who's an opera singer. And it just comes out to people like, listen, you don't only have to put us in that box. We can do. We did it on the Idol. Listen, we did every type of song on the Idol. We didn't just do R&B. We didn't just do gospel. We did every genre of music. So for me, it's almost like I have to step out of that box so that people will know, okay, she did 6 dates with Andrea. She sung in Italian. It's an opera song. It's different. We know that she can do different things. Come on, when we did Summertime, that was different. Willie Nelson, you were always on my mind. When I first went on American Idol, I did Bonnie Raitt. Let's give him something to talk about. So I think after winning the Idol and again being caught up, the record labels, they kind of create who they want you to be, then every producer and everywhere you go, they feel like it's supposed to be this. It's supposed to be this.
See, and that particular song, honey, I like it. And like I said, because y'all own it, and see, I love you and Jennifer, and y'all are sisters, okay? Mm-hmm. And I love all that. But that particular song that just screamed black woman belt, you know, and y'all battling like we do at church. You know, the girls at church who ain't singing in the spirit, they just know they can sing, and then they get the little riff battle. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly.
Oh my God. I'm glad you said that, though. Everything that we've talked about today have been great questions that needed to be answered and subjects that has never been touched. And so I honestly thank you for that. And that's why, you know, earlier I was like, you know, we don't have to beat around the bush. You can ask me. We can be very open, because I think that's what people need to hear. Most interviews, everything is so glamorous and glorious, and my life is so perfect, and I never do anything wrong, and that's not the truth. And so, like I said, with me, I always want to represent the truth, never hide from anything or my testimony. And everything you asked me today has been questions that nobody has asked or has went that real or gave their honesty or their opinion. So I thank you.
Oh, baby, that's a blessing. See, I tell you, I move in spirit, honey. I move in spirit as much as I can, honey. Yes, yes, yes. Bless you, sweetie, for that. Bless you. That just gave me a moment. Okay, while I'm proclaimed, let me go here. Curtis, I'm coming to you. I said I was going to let you ask your question, honey. This here is Curtis Crowell, everyone. I'm going to call him my temporary co-host, because I let him win the little contest that I threw, and he can ask his question to Jai. He loves you, and I'm going to let him explain it his own way. Curtis, go ahead, baby.
Hey, Fantasia.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Baby, I am such a fan of yours. After Idol and everything, when I heard Truth Is drop, I went in. Do you hear me? My question to you is, change the lyric. Truth Is I blank instead of Never Should Have Let You Go.
Wait, say that one more time.
The truth is I blank. Instead of I should have never let you go, what would you say the truth is?
Oh, that's okay. That's different. Ain't never had nobody put me to the test like that. Truth is, okay, this is a different one. Truth is that I am very honest, loyal, and true, and I would never change for anybody. That's the truth.
And
is that a good enough one? Yeah, I never had nobody put me to the test like that. I like that.
After listening to this interview for the whole time, I really realized that about you. You a real sister. I'm mad, though, that you ain't letting no guys background sing.
Don't be mad.
I'm feeling some kind of way about that.
Yeah, well, I I've had guys singing with me. I've had my brother on the road, Tui, and I got a young man by the name of Mark, who went into full-time ministry, and I respected that because, I love my band when they're on the road with me, and it's not easy for me to let them go. But going in the new direction that I'm going in, and after, like I said, listening to a lot of women that I grew up on and that I studied, I wanted to go with that whole rock soul movement, and I needed girls that was going to give me that feel to take it there. I didn't want a half step. I wanted to go all the way. So I needed those women to kind of give me that feel of the Icat and the, Tina and the Icats, and I needed that whole feel. But not biased and not against it, and I do miss the young men that were with me. Actually, Tui's on the road with Anthony Hamilton, which is a very good friend of mine. And again, Mark, he went into full-time ministry, so I will miss them. But moving forward with the new vision, I think that I have to have three girls behind me. But I still love you, boo.
I love you, too. You too. You already. You have a Tina S about you. You have a Aretha S about you. You have a Patty S about you. But you're in all of your S. You're still Fantasia, and that's what
exactly.
makes
exactly exactly.
You know, and I love you for it. I am a big fan. When are you coming to Atlanta?
Not sure when I'll be in Atlanta. Not sure right now. I'm about to go out for the Idol. Then it's on the 18th, and then do a lot of the live television shows. But trust me, you will know when I'm coming. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or anything, but I will make sure that I put it up there and let you know. Maybe me and you can go out to eat or something. Do you
girl,
cook?
I cook, girl. But no meat is coming. Can I just come with him?
That'll work.
Girl, that's what's good. Girl, have you been to Papa Do's here in Atlanta?
Roscoe's, you say?
Papa Do's seafood.
No. Oh yes. Oh my God. Well, let me tell you the story. I went, but honey, it was too. The line was too long. It was too many people, and it was smelling good. But I was really hungry on that day, so we did not eat. But when I come, you can take me. Just make sure you call and let them know we coming, so we won't have to wait forever and a day.
Girl, when we find out you coming, we gonna make a reservation for that night.
Okay, baby. Okay, I'ma hold you.
I love you. I can't wait to meet you.
I love you too, baby.
Okay.
God bless you.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, Curtis.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to take your mic down. Stay on. Just hold there. Keep listening, baby. Just keep listening.
Okay,
I love it.
Bye-bye.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's good. You do things like that. No, I like that you do things and allow people to, come in and ask their questions and so that they can still apart, so I thank you for that.
See, you know what? The whole nature of this particular format of mine is that, I too am in this business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I know how I am with my fans. I mean, with those who I adore, my idols, because, like I say, Patti LaBelle and Stephanie Mills hold the number one slot in my world because I consider them to be mother and daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else comes in no particular order after them. okay? Mm-hmm. No particular order because it's so many of them. But Patty and Stephanie have a special place in me. And since Stephanie has been on the show, she and I have become friends. And you just, Miss Thing, to understand that I've been watching this woman all of my life. And she said, I want to be friends with you. And I could call her whenever on a whim. Miss Thing, that there says, if I die tonight, honey, God has blessed me tremendously. To understand that, and that's how I am with those who I love, this format is for the fans and everybody else to see that we're all people. You know what I'm saying? We all got Patty said that on Oprah years ago. She said, child, I'm no different. The only thing that's different is what we do for a living, honey. You may go there, I sing, and we all got to put our pants on one leg at a time, and we all got to go
feed.
I said, Miss Thing, she said that. But it's true. And so when you strip away all of the bling, all of the hair, all of the makeup, I done took my lashes off because I done sweated them out. You know what I'm saying? When you take away all of that, okay, and then when I get back here to this house, honey, and realize, honey, that I clicked the switch and the lights didn't come on, be like, oh, damn, I forgot to pay the light bill. Okay, it didn't say that, oh, this is Fantasia's house, and we're going to, okay, oh, I know she got it. Okay, no, they say, bitch, you didn't have my money, and they clicked the bill.
Okay. Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. I was telling somebody, and they were asking about my daughter, and they were saying, why you don't ever have your daughter on the road? I said, do you know what today is? She said, yeah, it's Tuesday. I said, baby, my daughter's in school. The school system don't care about who mommy is. They will lock you up if that child don't get an education.
Because she's not so there.
Day,
hello?
Yes. So I like that. I like that. I like your style. I like your flow. I like the fact that you like my flow and receive me for being so honest and so real. And like I said, I don't want to change that. I have to buy groceries, make sure the kids are straight. I come home from my blow, make sure Dallas is at his doctor's appointment. I have to go leave there and make sure I'm at the program, at the school. Only thing I like to do is sing. And I said the problem nowadays, I feel, than what it was back then, is nobody, I never knew how many children Aretha had or who Patty was dating or who Stevie Wonder. I never knew. Nobody cared. They just wanted to
nobody
go to the show to hear the music.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think that's what we need to get it back to is the music, loving and caring, not sending TMZ to watch every move the people make. And then when they realize somebody has ended up in the hospital for an overdose, why do you think it? Come on, stop following me. I got to go to the grocery store and you right there. I almost tripped off of you. It's not that serious.
Okay.
You mean to tell me you're getting a check just to follow me with that camera? I mean, so that's just how I feel about certain things
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Because today is not the day. I'm not on stage to look fabulous today, honey. Today is I'm going wash face, honey. I got all these damn craters in my pores because this damn makeup done tore up my face. And now I got to sit up here and go get me some Noxzema or whatever to cleanse my damn face. And you want to sit up here and take a picture of me like this. Okay, no. Okay, I didn't feel like putting on no damn clothes today. I got on my house shoes and the damn pajama bottoms, honey, with a big old over. Yes, I'm comfortable, baby. Okay, I'm just taking out the trash and you hiding in the damn trash can. Really?
Right.
Really?
It's
what do you think you're going to get? It ain't that serious, sugar. It's not.
Yes.
And that there, you know, that is why. You know, I make it a point. And see, the title of my show is a little misleading to some folks because I call it Dishing Tea. And a lot of folks think that tea is the dirt. I'm like, no, I don't want the dirt. I don't want the dirt, honey. See, if we gonna sit up there and dish dirt, honey, that there is a conversation that's face-to-face. Because, see, I want it all, and it's off the record. And see, we can sit up there. You know what I'm saying? But, see, to get the tea, dishing the tea is our dishing team. It's all about just being real. You know what I'm saying? You sit back here, honey. And
about everything, like just talking about the album, talking about how I came up with the songs, giving you the honesty and the truth. Like there's nothing wrong with that. But I just feel like on these news stations, when certain things happen, let me use for an example. Just not too long ago, they and my heart dropped. I just got through doing a show. They announced that Lil Wayne was dead. He was he was on his deathbed. And then his mom called and said, that's not true. So those are the things that I'm like, listen,
Come on, stop just trying to put stuff out to make a quick check or to make a quick dollar, because you have to watch what you speak out of your tongue. You're speaking death over somebody else's life.
Exactly.
You know, so
ooh,
it's things
so
like that that kind of bother me when they put out things and then I have to come back. Trust me, I'm going to give you the truth, but let me give it to you first. Don't just put something out there and mislead the people, have them walking around feeling like you're doing something wrong or you said something about somebody and that's not true, just like they put out that I was against gay marriage and against gay people. Well, how the hell is that when my whole team is like, come on. So if those are the things that bother me, you know?
Right. Right, right.
So
dig
sick.
That.
So
dig
sick.
That.
Meechie, I'm sorry.
You know, let me ask you this real quick.
Meechie, I'm sorry. We're going to have to schedule for a second round for this because we're hours.
Oh, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
We have seven more interviews to do.
Okay.
Oh, and I love you, Meech. I bet ain't none of the interviews going to be like this one, baby.
Okay.
I love you.
I will save this question for later because it was another idle question. You know, but I will save this question, and what I would do is let you get to the rest of what you have to do. Thank you, because this was only supposed to be 30 minutes, honey. You see where we at. Okay, we almost went almost 2 hours, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Meech, I emailed you the song as well as the audition information. If you could post that, we would greatly appreciate it.
I sure shall. So you go ahead on, baby. I love you.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead on, and we honey, just everything. And let me say this again, Miss Patty. You know, Miss Patty is Aretha is the queen of soul. Tina is the queen of rock. Patty is the queen of rock and soul. And you doing the rock
all
and
right
soul
now.
Movement. What I tell you, girl, you better understand. Go ahead.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay,
so go ahead and enjoy
you,
the rest of your day. I love you, back. Thank you. Brian, thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you for your grace, honey, because you're a child. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the incomparable Miss Santasia. And child, yeah, like I said, I told you in the beginning, this was only supposed to be real quick. And it was a short interview, supposedly, but as you see, we got caught up. And I'm very blessed and I'm thankful because we almost went, it was only supposed to be 30 minutes, honey. We almost went 2 hours. Ha, Jesus, you better work, okay? So on that note, I am going to do this because I need to say hello and thank you to all of the sponsors because I didn't do that at the top because I thought we were going to end up being a little shorter than what we were. And I didn't want to interrupt or whatever and do any of that. So what I will do is say thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to all of you who listened and came on in. And I'm a child. Yeah. I'm living. So let me give you this. We're going to end on this note, and because this is what I have to do, this is a song called I'll Wait by Fantasia. Until the next time, my darling, if you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know this, one way, shape, style, form, or fashion, this thing will move forward. You may finish all of your crumpets, darling, because the tea has been dished, and you've been dishing tea, darlings. Ah, with Big Meech, here's Fantasia with I'll Wait.
Mafia.
I don't wanna be alone, and I know.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.